The goal for participation is 50 clubs in 50 states, but the more the merrier. ARRL is working with Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HamSci, and SciStarter to promote the event as part of April being Citizen Science Month. We've had a lot of clubs express interest and a commitment to be part of Ham Radio Open House, and ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX. Thanks to some great volunteer outreach efforts, clubs are seeing the value of showing off the true current state of amateur radio, she said. Many other clubs in overlapping hobbies are being engaged. Several astronomy clubs have agreed to be a partner with local ham radio clubs to co-host the event. Public information training workshop will be held for ARRL public information coordinators, public information officers, section managers, club leaders, and others with an interest in hosting and promoting an ARRL ham radio open house. The live interactive webinar is scheduled to be held Wednesday, March 19th, 2025 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. Look for a registration link next week at ARRL.org. For more information, you can find it at www.ARRL.org. A silent key to report this week, Gerald E. Jerry Murphy, K8YUW, passed away on February 25, 2025. He was 88 years old and the founder of the Hurricane WatchNet, HWN. According to a statement released by current HWN manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, Murphy, then 28 years old, was stationed at the U.S. Naval Mobile Construction Battalion Center in Davisville, Rhode Island in 1965. During his time off, he handled countless phone patches and messages to and from military-deployed personnel as a member of the Intercontinental Amateur Radio Net, IARN, on 14.320 MHz. But on Labor Day weekend 1965, Hurricane Betsy was moving through the Bahamas, and many people were asking about this storm. There was so much interest in what the storm was doing and that it created a major disruption in the IARN activity, said Graves. Murphy suggested to the then-net manager to move those interested in the storm up 5 MHz to get them off the net, and the net manager agreed. Marcy Rice, KZ5MM, located in the Canal Zone in Panama, followed Murphy, and together they established the first hurricane watch net on 14.325 MHz. ARRL Great Lakes Director Scott Yonley, N8SY, has known Murphy for decades. Murphy was a longtime resident of Lakewood, Ohio,